Hello, and welcome to another episode of Shady Grove Table Talk. I told y'all we had some treats coming for you. Well, today is one of them. We've never had the moment with the prophets before, and today we are. And who can tell me what it means when you have four prophets, an evangelist, a teacher, a psalmist, and a preacher at the same table?
Right.
It means revelation knowledge.
Is
oh,
yeah.
So hang on to your seats because we got a good one.
Yes.
You know, we've heard a lot of talk about the eclipse that's about to take place. Mm-hmm. And the Lord showed the prophets many things that's going to come to pass
during this time.
We went over a few of them on prayer meeting, and then Pastor Randy preached on it some on a Sunday. Something caught my eye when I was looking up all of this, and it says, let me start down here. It says, April's eclipse is expected to surpass the 2017 event in several ways. Notably, the totality shadow will be double.
It will be
double with width, making it more accessible for viewers in various states. Additionally, the duration of the totality, the period the moon completely obscures the sun, will extend to more than 4 minutes at many sites, nearly double the length of the last event. And so we were discussing this. I think me and Mother and Fred were on the three-way on the phone, and we were talking about this. And Fred said, look up Genesis 4. So Mother, read Genesis 4 for us. Okay. Chapter 1, verse 14.
And God said, let there be light, and the expansion of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to make seasons and days and years, and let them be light in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expansion of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the days and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God said that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day.
So I have need to correct myself. Fred said, look at what happened on the fourth day. And that's what we looked up. We looked up what happened on the fourth day. We see right here there was a separation on the fourth day of dark and light.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fred, go ahead and tell us what the Lord has been showing you.
Well, I got a call from one of my neighbors Thursday evening. And they had a swarm of honeybees in their bush, and they was kind of upset about it. On the way down there, the Lord put this on my mind. He said, in a beehive, when a queen bee don't lay the right consistency of male-female ratio to sustain the hive, if she starts laying more male bees and not the female bees, the hive will make a decision. A few of the bees will take one of the newts, which is a baby larva. They will build her a special place to live, a special cell. They will hide her until the time she becomes a new queen. At that time, they give the hive a decision. Either stay with the old queen or go with the new queen. And the ones that separate, the hive divides. The ones that separate go with the new queen, they will attack the other bees and leave them for dead. Mm-hmm. Leviticus 18:22 says, do not have any sexual relationships with a man as one does with a woman. This is detestable. This means this is an abomination. Compromise. The word calm means together with intense force. Promise means a declaration that one will do a particular thing. The National Archives on June 9, 2016, Obama and his administration made historical strides to expand and advance the homosexuality community. Obama, I'm not going to call him president because that wasn't my president.
That's right.
Obama, Clinton, and Biden declared June as a homosexual month. Biden declared March the 31st, 2024, Easter Sunday, to be a transgender day of reveal. This idealism has been introduced to the school systems as the third and fourth grade children has been subjected to this. This is enough. It's time to stop with the compromise.
Yes.
We've got to make a decision.
That's right.
We've got to split away from this profanity going on.
Yeah, right. And you know, Fred, you were telling us about the reason that the old drones will take a little, what do you call the baby bees?
A nuke,
and drag it to a new cell is because the new queen doesn't want them to be able to produce new bees.
Not the old queen.
I mean, the old queen doesn't want them to be able to produce babies.
Right.
Well, you know yourself. God created man and female.
Yes.
Male and female. He created them.
Yes.
What did he tell us to do? He said, go forth and multiply and replenish the earth.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
If a whole community is mixed up and nobody knows who they are, how are they producing anything? This whole plan is a euthanization. What's the word I'm looking for? It's to population control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's this whole thing that's happened.
That's right.
And it's been happening since 1973 is when abortion came. 1973, not only have they been killing off prophets and preachers and teachers and ministers and doctors and scientists, people that God put here for a purpose.
Right.
They tried to stop the anointing.
Yeah,
that's right. And you know, if you think about it, y'all, this whole transgender, this whole trying to wipe out the way God implemented the plan of life, it's to stop the anointing.
The anointing.
That's right. That's wrong. Go ahead, Fred. I apologize.
Yes, sir.
That was all of it. And so at this time, we're seeing a dividing coming. Now, Connie told us back in January, was it? January? That the Lord told you that we were in the valley of decision.
Yeah. Yes.
And the pastor told us that about the 40 days, and we couldn't decide. Remember where the 40 days started?
Yeah.
Well, we counted back, and Fred said it was from the time you first mentioned that. What was that?
The eclipse making a cross.
Mm-hmm.
So the 40 days, I perhaps started. Donna Jean, what do you mean you count back? March the 7th? March the 7th.
Yeah.
And Fred said to me, a decision will be made by April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
That's 40 days.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which one of you men want to go next?
Go ahead, Randy.
Along those lines, you know, I believe that we've entered into a time that God has ordained, and He is showing us signs in the heavens, and He's intensifying His signs.
Yeah.
He's been giving us signs in the earth, people, you know, speaking words and doing that. But now the heavens are declaring His glory.
Yes.
Amen.
The heavens are letting us know that the time for Jesus' return is right here.
Right.
And I believe, as we preached, you know, like last week, it's the time of our visitation with the Lord has come. America's time of visitation is here. And America needs to get some things right with their Creator. With God. You know, we talked about George Washington, how he was the first president of this country, and And we talked about how that he had gone out into the woods to pray at Valley Forge in 1777. And God spoke to him. He heard a voice that said, "Son of the Republic." And he spoke to George and he said, "As long as there's stars in the heavens and there's dew that comes from the heavens to water the earth, this republic will stand." And I believe that America will stand. I believe that America is going through some stuff right now, and God will, he will have to correct us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But God is a merciful, righteous, good God.
Yes, he is.
And he gets it right every time.
Amen.
But heaven and earth is showing us that signs are prevalent. They're here right now. They're prevalent. And we need to notice the signs.
Amen.
Signs follow believers.
Amen.
Believers follow signs.
Amen.
Let me ask y'all, did any of y'all feel a bite yesterday when you heard what Biden declared today?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even hear it, but I heard it in the spirit. Yeah.
And I felt, now I could be wrong if I am, I'll say I was wrong, but I felt like he crossed the line.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Because he has made a mockery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of the celebration
That's
of the
right.
resurrection
You're right.
of
You're right.
God.
You're right.
Amen. And, you know, whatever the harvest is from that, I don't know.
Well, last week, the vice president and the president both attacked Israel plain bluntly and on national TV.
Yes.
Threatened them.
Brother Jerry?
Yes. As we carrying on what Randy was talking about a little bit, what the Lord has showed me was that the great deception is what this is about, in one sense. The great deception. And he says that to know the signs of the times. So why does he say that? So that you won't be deceived.
Amen.
We don't know the hour nor the day.
Amen.
Jesus doesn't know.
Right.
So we have to be in tune with what the signs of the times are. As Randy and I were talking this morning, that who created the sun and the moon and the stars? God set them in the heavens in the span of his hand.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he has control over them. These are not just coincidence that the 2017 eclipse happened, and now we have another one 7 years later.
Right.
These were orchestrated by God.
Yes.
As a sign in the heavens, mm-hmm. to let us know that the time is near. We still don't know the day. It may be, like Randy says, morning. This may be our last Easter.
Yes, I agree.
So, knowing the signs of the times in these days and times, to me, is one of the most important things that we can do.
Amen.
Is to understand those signs and be ready. Being ready means being right with God.
Right. Amen.
First and foremost. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, don't let your heart be troubled. For these
Amen.
Things must come to pass.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And then the Son of Man cometh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the signs of the times that we're seeing in the heavens, and it goes back to Genesis 6, we've talked about it quite a bit. And let's see. Genesis 6, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of the men, and they were fair. And they took them for wives, in which they were chosen. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is also his flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants in the land in those days and thereafter." And then it goes on to say, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his hearts was only evil continually.
Mm-hmm.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart."
Mm.
And so then it goes on to tell the story about Noah. Build a boat. And that's part of what he did when he get into 7, it talked about what Noah was doing. So he was so upset with man
mm-hmm.
from the time of Genesis 1 all the way to this point. And up into Noah was, as I shared with Randy, it's 2,000 years from Adam until Abraham. And then 2,000 years from Abraham to Jesus. And then another 2,000 years from Jesus moving forward.
Right.
Where we're at in that time, who knows? But it was so bad at that time. And the scripture clearly says, 'twas in the days of Noah, so shall it be again.
Yes.
In the days of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Now that doesn't mean one particular day.
Right.
How long was the days of Noah?
Mm-hmm.
The days of Noah might have been 400 or 500 years. That God finally said, enough is enough.
Right.
Yeah. Fred said, enough is enough.
Right. Yeah.
And then judgment's going to come.
Yes.
Again. Just like it was in the time. But,
and see, that's what people, Brother Jerry, I don't think understand, is that when a harvest is reaped, it's seeds they've sown.
That's right.
And you're right. Judgment is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what's going to separate judgment? What's going to separate it from the body of Christ to the world?
Salvation.
It's you. It's the blood.
The blood. Mm-hmm.
It's the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is the dividing line.
Yes, it
and
is.
The blood of Jesus makes the difference.
Yes.
And you know, I believe, and if I'm wrong, y'all correct me, but I believe that we're in two different times. We're in the time of Noah, and mm-hmm. we're in the time of Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those dealt with bodies of water.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah. Well, the great outpouring
mm-hmm.
Is going to be like a great outpouring. It's going to be the glory,
that's right.
but it's going to be similar to a great outpouring of water.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when we see this happen, mm-hmm. that's when we look up.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Because,
yes,
Lord
Jesus.
Amen.
And when we see this outpouring take place, and we're at that time, and I believe that if we're correct in the timeline, from March the 7th to April the 15th being the deciding line. And isn't it funny that it's April the 15th that your taxes have to be
done? That's what I was thinking.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, that can't be a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence.
And you know, it's because, and who is man to think that they have the authority to change what God created?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Who are these people thinking they can rise up? You know what it's like? I heard on Daystar, I heard one of the women on there say, you can have a medical physician change parts of your body, but it does not change the DNA that you were created in.
That's right.
You got, and God created man and woman. He created Fran as a man and me as a woman for a reason.
Yeah.
There was a reason that you all have a part to play. And you cannot, and people, it's like Brother Jerry said, it's a time of deception. People are being deceived to think parents are standing up and allowing
their children to be deceived.
Yes, they're allowing their children to be deceived and tormented and changed.
Sad. That's right.
And I heard a girl on, she was in a meeting with Congress. She was 15. Well, she was at 15 at the time all this took place with her. And they began to start the process of changing her from a girl to a boy. And then it was like she woke up. Mm-hmm. The blinders mm-hmm. came off. Mm-hmm. But they had already removed things that couldn't be replaced.
Yes. Yeah.
And her parents allowed this to happen because this is what the world said to them. Would you rather have a trans kid or a dead kid? So they played mind games.
Yes.
And what does the Bible tell us? That the battlefield is in the mind.
Yeah. Right? Yes. Yes. And when you don't have Jesus, you'll fall prey to that kind of stuff because nobody right. wants to lose their children.
That's right.
And so that's a tactic of the enemy. But you know, as long as you're a Christian, you don't have to fear. And if you are a Christian, you know, you can pray deliverance over your child.
Right.
You know, it's just very sad.
It mm-hmm. is, and it's you know, it's the darkness of this age.
Yeah.
But I believe that the dividing line has come.
Yes. Yeah.
As in Genesis 1:14, on the fourth day, mm-hmm. he said that he completed that.
Yeah.
He completed the division of darkness and light. Mm-hmm. And now we've got to come into that and decide. The world's got to decide which line they're going to stand on.
Yeah.
I would hate for that trumpet to sound. And I'm standing on the wrong side of the line.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because once that sounds, Now, you may have made these decisions. It's not too late for you. You can believe God. It's like I heard something another preacher saying. You know, just because the doctors may have taken this or taken that, we can lay hands on you as a body of Christ and believe God's word. He can restore anything.
Yes, he can. Amen. Yes, he can.
But there's one thing we cannot change for you. Only you can. And that's where you're going to spend eternity.
Yeah.
You have to make that decision. Yeah. And this that's is right. that time of decision. Mm-hmm. Donna Jean, I see you over there writing. Have you got something you want to
say? You know, you're talking about the four. Four means establishment. If you take that four and draw it, it crosses. So that's the dividing line.
Mm.
That's the dividing line of establishment. What are you going to establish?
Oh, that's good. That is good. Yeah. And you know, that's why the Lord told him, look up Genesis on the fourth day.
Mm-hmm.
See what the fourth day, what happened on that fourth day. God gives us plans, y'all. He tells us the things that's happening.
Yeah.
Pastor, did you have something else?
I wanted to add a little bit to the eclipse that is coming on the 8th. You know, there was one in 2017, and like it was previously said, and where it entered into this country and exited, its path was over seven different cities called Salem, which means peace.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's coming next Tuesday on the 8th is coming in through Texas, and its path carries it over seven cities that are named Jonah. Nineveh. It's the prophecy of Jonah. You know, they came to Jesus and they said, you know, when will these signs be, or when will this take place? And Jesus said, there'll be no other sign given except for the prophet, a sign of the prophet Jonah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Jonah, of course, was the story of him. We look at it in two different ways, but Jonah was a righteous man. He sort of rebelled and didn't want to do exactly what God said, but he eventually did. But the thing about it is, Jonah was told that Nineveh was going to be destroyed, utterly destroyed, in 40 days. On the 40th day, they would be destroyed. Mm-hmm. And he had to go and preach mm-hmm. to them so that God's witness would be with them and they'd have a chance to repent. But Jonah chose to go the other direction and not do it. Well, let me make a long story short. Jonah was spit out of the whale's mouth on the 39th day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He made a 3 days journey in one day to get to Nineveh to preach that message. Now we can look at this in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We can look at the story of Jonah and say, oh, this is bad. But no, on the 40th day, Nineveh repented.
Yes.
So if this prophecy that we're talking about certainly applies to us in this way, then repentance is coming to America.
Amen. Right.
Revival is coming to America.
Yes.
So, and the last thing I wanted to say is, it's not a time of fear.
Right.
Because
right.
on the 40th day, they repented.
Right.
So
right.
it's good for the unbeliever because they repent. It's good for the believers because this is what we've been believing
right.
for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's right. finally going to happen. So it's a time of rejoicing for the believer.
Right.
But right in the middle of that cross where those two eclipses came together, there's a town called Rapture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus is coming soon.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not saying he's coming on Tuesday, but
right.
I'm saying get your heart ready.
That's
put everything
right.
in order. Yeah. Jesus right. is coming.
Amen. Well, Pastor, you know that there's going to be one last great outpouring
yes.
because the Bible says
that's
that.
Right.
That's right.
And everything, the Lord didn't put anything in here by accident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Brother Jerry, did you have something else?
No, that's all I have.
Fred, what was it the Lord showed you? Because he gave you and Pastor Randy and Donna Jean the same revelation, but in different ways.
Well, he told me, I said, Lord, I said, why did one see it through music? I was questioning this the other day. I said, and I saw this in bees, mm-hmm. and Randy saw it in history.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, Randy was a history teacher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's a musician. And, of course, I handle bees.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was all the same message, but you had to understand what you understand.
That's
good.
That's
good.
That's
right.
That's
good.
That's
right.
That's good.
That's right.
God will meet you where you're at.
That's right.
Yeah, he did.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah.
So, Right now, we'd like to give anybody that's watching us the opportunity to join our family.
Yes.
And to make yourself right and be prepared for when that trumpet sounds.
Amen.
Brother Jerry blew his shofar this morning in church. And it's so powerful every time I hear that one. And there is coming a day that that shofar will sound.
That's right.
And those who are dead in Christ will rise again, and then those of us who remain will follow.
Amen.
Pastor, will you look in that camera and lead everyone into the sinner's prayer, and we'll repeat what you say.
Amen. I believe this is a crucial time for mankind.
Amen.
It's time for everybody to get right with God. And the Bible tells us that that we can be saved, and it's not hard to be saved. The Apostle Paul said, if you'll believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus rose from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
That's right.
So I want to pray just a simple prayer that you would believe in your heart that Jesus rose from the dead. Amen. Confess that with your mouth openly where you are right now, and the Lord Jesus, the Lord will save you.
Amen.
And he'll write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we just ask you,
Father, we just ask you
to reach out,
to reach out
to the lost, those that are undone,
those
that are not ready to meet you,
and
save them,
and
to the sinner,
and say this prayer.
Father, I come to you.
I come to you
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
I know that Jesus.
That Jesus
died on the cross. For my sins. But he rose on the third day. And promised that he was coming back. I believe. That Jesus.
Is
the Son of God. Most High. And in him. I put my trust.
I'm saved.
My name is written. In the Lamb's Book of Life.
I'm going to heaven. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And if you just prayed that,
welcome to the family.
Join our family, and you are no longer your own, but you belong to Him.
Amen.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Earlier when we first started, I didn't introduce anybody. So let me introduce them now. We got Prophet Teacher Jerry Holcomb.
All right.
Minister Donna Jean Holcomb.
Hey, guys.
Pastor Randy Hayes. Pastor Lisa Hayes. Prophet Fred Williams. Prophet and Minister Ruby Nam White. Prophet and Minister Connie Dennis. And I'm Vanessa Williams. I operate a little bit in the evangelism. But today I've been so excited about this. I could not wait. It's been so long since we've all got together and been together and brought forth the word. Mm-hmm. Connie, you got a scripture for us?
I do, and it's Amos chapter 3, verse 7. And it says, surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his purpose to his servants and his prophets.
That's right.
And I heard a prophet say the other day that word, read it again, Connie.
Surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his purpose to his servants, the prophets.
Yes. I heard a prophet say right there, purpose.
Secrets.
His secrets. He does nothing lest he reveals his secrets to his prophets. Prophets have not passed away. Evangelists have not passed away. Apostles have not passed away. Anything God ever put in this earth is still here. Healing has not passed away.
Amen.
And I thank God for the prophets.
Amen.
Thank God that he reveals his secrets to them, because what one hears, the other might not hear, but it'll come together.
Amen.
Well, it's been a pleasure today.
Yes, it has.
Mother, how do we go out of here?
You say, God is in us, God is for me, and God is with me.
Amen. So until next time, you've been with Shady Grove Table Talk. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.